This is Living It Up, a refreshing daily podcast to help you get excited about beginning your day or your entire life all over again, only this time with a loving God at the center. We hope you experience joy from listening and find yourself laughing and living it up on the way to beginning again. For more teaching and encouragement from the Neals, visit their Facebook page at Living It Up Beginning Again or their website at livingitup.org. Now, here's Scott and Teresa.
Hey, everybody. This is for Wednesday. It's hump day.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen that commercial with the camel?
Oh, yeah.
Call him Caleb the camel.
That's funny.
It talks about the humps.
The Geico commercial or whatever?
No, honey, that's for... No, this is brand new. It's a commercial that just hit the airwaves.
Oh.
It's gone viral. Anyway, we'll talk about that another time. You can talk to me about it and everybody else.
Okay.
Anyway, I always say Wednesday's hump day, and that commercial made me think about it.
Okay.
You sound really excited. I'm sure everybody else is too. Anyway, we have a subject today that's pretty clever, I think, and one that's dear to our hearts and hopefully a lot of people that are listening too, okay? So it says, going to people who are hurting to get your needs met is like going to the hardware store for perfume. They don't have it for you to get. And if you keep shopping there, all you're going to get is more hurt. Or maybe it's you that's the hardware store. If your heart or the heart of someone you know has hardened because of one more blow from life, Scott and I are here to encourage you.
That's right.
And we found a scripture in 2 Corinthians 2:15 to back this up.
Yeah, it says, our lives are a Christ-like fragrance rising up to God. But this fragrance is perceived differently by those who are being saved and by those who are perishing.
Yeah.
You know, and also that, you know, a lot of times that means by that statement is those who have a softened heart for God and those who have a hardened heart.
Yeah, well, the ones that have Christ in them, you're just drawn to them.
Mm-hmm.
If they're truly walking the walk, they just ooze with love and just that fragrance of, you can't describe it. And when you're with them, you always feel better when you leave than when you came.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
I know exactly what you're talking
about. You're one of those kind of people, honey.
I am?
Yeah, I think so. I think people feel really good when they're in your presence. You kind of have good energy.
Well, I think so.
Mm-hmm.
I think you do, too. And, you know, that fragrance that you that really you desire to have is to have Christ, you know, exude from you. And it's so difficult at times. I mean, let's be honest. Okay, you know, life happens,
mm-hmm.
and you know, stress happens. You know, bad things in our life happens. You know, and we may do something and go, my gosh, why did I just do that? You know,
or why did I just say that?
Yeah. So, but you can still exude the fragrance of Christ by going to Him for forgiveness.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and that's the difference. That's what it is. Is you know where to go. You know where that hardware store is, and that has the right parts,
the right tools,
and that's Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't you say, honey?
Well, yeah, and I've been guilty so much in my life before I really understood to not take offense or take things personally when I was, you know, in a relationship or dealing with someone whose life is in trouble and they're in turmoil and chaos. I mean, what do you expect?
Mm-hmm.
Again, it's like going for them to get something they don't have. They're just trying to get through the day.
Yeah.
You know, they're just trying to, some people are just trying to get one foot out of bed because they're so burdened. And so I personally, you know, try to be on guard for that as much as possible and realize, you know, I don't know what the percentage is, but a lot of people are in those shoes, and we don't know what's going on with them any more than they know what's going on with us. But people in our close network, when they're acting out of character for themselves, you just, instead of writing them off, you just go, you know what, this is a season in their life where all hell's breaking loose.
Yeah.
And we need to back off and not have, you know, much expectations of them.
Yeah, that's true. You know, and really, I mean, God's transforming work in our lives. It's a life-giving perfume.
Well, it's Him that we go to.
That's right.
Anyway.
You know, it's life-giving to others if we're open and transparent.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the key that, you know, I really believe is being open and transparent. You know, in our mentorship program, you know, when I go to mentor a man, I always tell him, listen, if you don't have a problem being mentored by a sinner, then you know what? I'm all in. I have to be transparent, you know. I mean, if you want perfection, being mentored by a perfect person, then you need to go somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
It ain't going to happen. You know, there's only one perfect person. And, you know, you don't have to be an eloquent speaker.
Right.
To exude Christ's perfume, his aroma.
Right.
You know, I mean, really the perfume, the fragrance we want to give off is the good news of salvation.
Mm-hmm.
That's the kind of fragrance we want to give to people. And our humble message passed along by our words and deeds may encourage someone that man is having a horrible day.
Mm-hmm.
Just a horrible day. Mm-hmm. And it may be something that gets his or her life back on track.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and for us to get out of ourselves and be aware of the people that enter the room and look for those that look downtrodden and look like they're really just barely there. We had that experience last night.
Sure did.
And, yeah, we're all busy, and we don't really have time for this, and we think that we don't need to stop long enough for that. These are people. People is what matters to God. And, again, I'm going to say one more time, we got to know who we're dealing with.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if you're one of the people that we're discussing about right now that has the hard heart, because one more person has hurt you, life has thrown you one more blow, and all of a sudden you just can't feel anymore, and your heart is just, like, hard, and things just bounce off of you. It's like you don't feel anything anymore. We understand. And we just want to encourage you from our own personal experience that when you're in that place, a lot of times, most of the time we attract who we are. It's possible that maybe you're in relationships and involved with people who are also in traumatic and drama and chaos in their lives. So it's just toxic. And nobody's getting anything accomplished. So to just pray and seek God for people to come into your life or that you can approach to who aren't going to hurt you because they're in a better place now and they can help you get there too. That's where you see Jesus. I mean, that's unconditional love, and you don't have to be concerned the next time you see him.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to be the same. That's trust.
Right.
So that I know for me, I was so blessed with that. Was surrounded with such wonderful people when I went through a divorce.
Mm-hmm.
And I just look back on all those people now and see how God used them when I was the hardware store.
That's right.
I had nothing to give, and they helped build me back up so I could get back out and do the game called life again.
That's right.
You know.
You know, and I believe that. Through this experience that we have, when we have blows in our own life, you know, we need to really look to other people because God works through people.
He does.
And if you have someone at your job place or someone you know that's going through a really hard time and has a hardened heart, really the worst thing you can do is throw scripture at them and beat them over the head with the Bible, okay? Be their friend.
Mm-hmm.
What did Jesus do when he went into villages, when he went into towns? He would befriend the people.
Mm-hmm. He found common ground.
Yeah, he found common ground with them. Man, he'd have dinner with the tax collectors and stuff, you know? And people with the worst hardened hearts. And just show unconditional love. And then eventually they would ask him,
right?
Who are you?
And he didn't take it personally, again, because he knew who he was dealing with, and he knew who he was.
Right. And again, I know we're not Jesus.
No.
You know, and so it's, you know, but you know what, we can certainly learn from what he did and try to emulate what he does.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not always easy, but you know what? As they say, it's the hard that makes it great.
Right. And prayer and the strength that he gives us to continue on. And do the things that we're talking about. You know, we got to be in prayer. Prayer is that open line to him all the time. And that's so much of where we find our healing and our strength, as well as through other people that he works through.
Right.
But he's the ultimate healer.
He is. And you know what, honey? I mean, as far as people with hardened hearts, and if you're listening to our podcast today and you have a hardened heart and you just can't break through it, there's only one way. Isn't there, huh?
That's right.
There's only one way that you can get through that hardened heart and start showing and being the aroma and the perfume of Christ to other people. And that's by giving your life to Him. That's the only way. And so, you know, if you have that hardened heart and you've never given your life to Christ, or maybe you've been in church for many, many years and just realize, you know what, I do the church thing, but I've never really given my life to Christ. Mm-hmm. Or maybe you've never given your life to Christ, never even considered it. I'm telling you, there's a new beginning waiting there for you when you do. So if you'd like to give your life to Christ, please pray this prayer with us. Lord Jesus, come into my life. I believe and I know that you died on the cross. You rose on the third day to give me a new life and a new beginning. Because of the cross, I ask for my sins to be forgiven, and they are forgiven. Lord, thank you. Please unleash this hardened heart. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Well,
yeah.
It's the middle of the week.
That's right.
No better time, whether it's the middle week or the first of the week or the last of the week, like now, than to do that, to give your heart to Christ. And we just want you to know that we're grateful that you took the time to spend with us, and hopefully we've said something to encourage you and not take up too much time.
That's right.
There's so much more that we could say on this, but anyway.
Yeah, but if you did give your life to Christ, or if you'd like to comment on anything on today's podcast, please email us at info@livingitup.org. We also encourage you to go to our website, livingitup.org. And just, you know, look at our website, go through the different readings that we have there, and
find encouragement.
There's a lot of encouragement there, and we really that's a big part of this ministry. Mm-hmm. To encourage you, because Jesus encourages all of us.
That's right. We look forward to talking to you tomorrow. So until then, keep living it up
while beginning again.